We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Chris Bellani with Colvin Cleaners is joining us this morning on WBEN. A turn of events last night in Kenmore. After weeks of discussion about using eminent domain to expand the police station, the village backed off last night, saying it was going in another direction. Chris, it seems like this was kind of a stunning moment during the village board meeting.
Yes, it was definitely a surprise. We went in there thinking that we were going to have to ask them again to consider our request to form a committee to maybe analyze the situation a little bit further, turn over every stone before they went ahead and pursued eminent domain. And that was our game plan going in, just to simply ask them to maybe reanalyze it. And it sounds like they did some internal reanalyzing and came up with a decision to not pursue eminent domain. So we were very, very surprised, but very, very excited all in one moment.
So this was something you didn't know too much about before? It was kind of out of the blue, this decision being made?
As far as we knew, they were still pursuing it. The whole Metz family was there. I mean, it was very moving. They were all reading. Tom and Dave Metz, the owners of InstiPrint, their whole family came and they were reading statements, all the way down to, I think, the niece who started a petition online to get all these signatures. So everybody, you know, she was in tears saying, you know, how could you guys be doing this to us? And it was very moving. And at the very end of it, they announced that they weren't even moving forward with it. So no one knew this was coming until they announced it at the end of the board meeting.
Do you think that the village may have underestimated the public backlash to this?
I don't know. I mean, obviously, I don't think they want public backlash. And I will say that I'm very proud of Mayor Meng and the board and the trustees. I know once you start a project and the wheels are moving and you're going down the track, it's very hard to reroute and change course because you have, you know, your mind is set a certain way. But the fact that they were able to reevaluate this thing, they understood the lives it was affecting. They understood the cost, I think, most importantly. I know they did up their offer to try and buy InstiPrint, and that still was not enough for them. And legally, they could have taken it through eminent domain. I mean, it's a weird law, but it is a law, and they're allowed to take it. But I think the town and the village analyzed the whole situation and realized, you know, we're going to be spending too much money on this updated offer. We are affecting a lot of people. And ultimately, I think they made the right decision, and I'm proud of them for that.
Going back to the beginning of when this was first when the town or the village, first approached InstiPrints with the offer to buy, how did this all come about? And how stunned were you when eminent domain was brought up in the first place?
I had never heard of that term before. I had to Google it, honestly. You know, I'm not a real estate expert or a government expert, but once I found out what they were doing, to me, eminent domain should be an absolute last resort if there's no other option. And I understand it's been used before for vacant lots or for dilapidated buildings, but this is a family business who's operating every single day, who's been there for 40 years. If you're going to take that without their blessing, that's got to be a last resort. And this, to me, just never felt like the last resort. I felt like there were other options they could have pursued, and for whatever reason, they weren't. So it was very surprising to me that they wanted to go down this route. But again, I can't be more proud of them for changing their mind and, you know, for doing the right thing ultimately.
Colvin Cleaners is a neighbor on Elmwood Avenue. Was your site ever in danger of losing the property as well, or were you just being supportive of InstiPrints?
We were definitely being supportive of our friends, but also, I mean, our buildings are so close together, it might as well be a plaza. So we have 13 parking spots across the front of both properties, and it's very, very common for customers to park in their spot and then walk over to access the driveway off of Elmwood. Elmwood's a very busy street. So many times customers come in their driveway, out our driveway, or vice versa. So there is a lot of shared use of the front of our building. So the plans to take that over and knock it down and use it for their plans would absolutely disrupt our business. I mean, there's so many times where all of the spots are taken and we're going to lose half of them. I mean, that would have been detrimental to us. So it definitely impacted us. But at the end of the day, we were being a good friend. And, you know, I would have done the same thing for any business in Kenmore. I just don't think it's right to do eminent domain if there's another option.
when it comes to Colvin Cleaners and your role, I feel like a lot of people don't really kind of get dry cleaners, things like that. You're an institution in Kenmore, almost 100 years.
Yeah, we've been around since 1931. We've been in Kenmore since 1936. I'm the third generation here. My sister Erica is also on board. So, you know, we have plans for the future. I mean, we give tours all the time of our dry cleaning plant and our restoration warehouse, and everybody's blown away. I never knew what dry cleaning was. I just see the front of the store, and that's all it is. But, yeah, I mean, we do a free pickup and delivery service all over Western New York. It's not just Kenmore. I mean, anywhere you live, basically within, you know, 30 miles, we can pick up and deliver your dry cleaning for free. We obviously have our two charities. We have Coats for Kids. We have Gowns for Prom. We do fire and water restoration. So, unfortunately, if you have a fire in your house, we can clean everything, get the smell out, pack out the house, and put it back together when it's all done. And we go all the way to Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Erie, PA for that. So we definitely have our hands full here, and the last thing we wanted was a disruption in the front of our store for our customers. So we're very thankful that the board and the mayor decided not to do this, and we're very happy for Tom and Dave Metz.
You're very involved in the community, as you just pointed out there, too, and you're really a household name here in Western New York. But, you know, Chris, what's the solution that was explained last night? How is the village going in a different direction?
Again, this is all very new, but I believe they are going to do a second story addition so that they did not need to expand into Instie Prince property. So they're going to build up, basically. And then I know one of the concerns was parking for the employees and the police cars, and I believe they're going to use some of the municipal lot across the street and maybe fence that in and add some lights and make a nice safe parking zone for their officers. And I know the DPW employees already use that lot, so there's plenty of room if the police staff need to use it too. So ultimately, I do think it's a good decision. And like I said, eminent domain should be a last resort, in my opinion.
Hey, Chris, thanks so much for the time. Chris Bellani, Colvin Cleaners, joining us this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.